Hello, and welcome to the hot and steamy episode 69 of Cape Corner. Bow chick bow wow. All right. I'll try to never make that sound effect like that again.
Christ, Blue.
Oh wait, I just noticed. Okay, hey, a little sneak peek behind the curtain. We're trying to do the screen sharing shit. And I just realized when I was doing that, there is an option to share sound, and I need to do that for this. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Today's episode, I'm going to have to try and shotgun it because Jordan has some plans, like a person with a life. The fucking dick. And so I was planning on showing some music videos, so I gotta limit it to, I think I narrowed it down to
Okay.
the four that I want to show.
These thumbnails are concerning me.
Well, all right. So today's episode is about Ninja Sex Party, who has their own real world history and their lore, and we get a fucking reaction from Jordan out of this. To start, Jordan, what do you know of Ninja Sex Party?
I heard the term for the first time when you asked me to do this episode.
Have you ever watched Game Grumps?
No.
Have you heard of Game Grumps?
Nope.
How the fuck?
That's a
All
term that I
right.
just heard right now.
Okay. So we've got a virgin, boys. Yeah. All
I
right.
love it. We usually try to make these episodes two people who know at least a little bit about something talk about it. And now we're
You
just jumping
obviously have not
into
listened
this.
to many of my episodes with Jay.
Okay, fair enough.
Because a lot of those are just me explaining a thing.
Fair enough. I was just thinking about the superhero side of it.
All right. So, to tell the story of Ninja Sex Party, I first must tell the story of a man named Daniel Avedan. No, that's not his name. Lee Daniel Avedan.
Okay. Good,
So,
strong name.
yeah, he just goes by Danny, or Dan.
Good old Dan.
He is Jewish, and growing up in the 80s, he grew up with a stereotypical Jewish upbringing, one in which his family hoped that he would become a businessman. So after graduating from high school, he went to college and got a business degree. And as soon as he got his business degree, he decided to not get a business-related job. He wanted to pursue his passion, which is music. So to start, he joined a band, I believe called the Northern Hughes. Yes, the Northern Hughes. He was with them for, a couple of years. And then either they broke up or he left. And this is in the late 2000s. Or I guess it's more the mid to late 2000s. After that, he teamed up with another musician to make a second band called Sky Hell, which released an album called Run with the Wolves. Again, decent, but they never really took off. So him and his Sky Hell collaborator kind of went their separate ways, but they're still on good terms. They actually got back together and released a song a few years ago.
That's nice.
So at this point, Danny was heavy in depression. He figured that he wasted all of his parents' money on that business degree and that he wasn't making anything of himself as a musician. He was very sad. So, to make himself feel better, he turned to another passion of his, comedy. He started going to the
Yes,
Upright
as one often does at such a
Citizens.
time.
Yeah, he started going to the Upright Citizens Brigade in New York City. He's originally from New Jersey, by the way. And it was there that he met, okay, I want you to hang on for this. A particle physics professor
Fun.
Named Brian Wecht. Okay. And recently, Danny had been getting inspired by bands such as The Lonely Island and Flight of the Conchords, comedy bands. And he had this idea for merging his passion for comedy with his passion for music. And he spoke to Wecht, Brian, and he was like, hey, I have this idea. Like, what if we combined everybody's three favorite things? Ninjas, sex, and parties.
And okay, yeah.
We did a comedy band based around that theme. And Brian was like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea, because that's how he talks.
Yeah, can't argue with that analysis.
And so Ninja Sex Party was born. And they did a couple of their things on stage, but then they made their first music video, and they uploaded it to YouTube, and it was called I Just Want to Dance, which I will not be showing you because it's the real inception of what you can expect from Ninja Sex Party started with their second video, The Decision. But once The Decision was posted, I can't remember exactly which video it was, but they started making some of their videos, and one of them got shared on the internet by a bigger name person. And from there, it found its way to Ross O'Donovan, or Rubber Ninja, who is an animator from Newgrounds. And he shared it with one of his friends, Aaron Hansen. Aaron Hansen was a very big Newgrounds animator in the early 2000s. He made the Awesome series. So, like, Metal Gear Awesome is one of the most viewed Newgrounds videos of all time.
Okay.
Where he would animate edgy early 2000s humor based on video games. And in 2012, Hansen had collaborated with now known fucking psychopath JonTron. Okay, I gotta get this out of the way real quick. John Jafari, his last name is literally one letter away from the villain of Aladdin, and he's a white supremacist.
Oh, fuck.
Or not a white supremacist, but he is a white nationalist.
Yeah.
He advocates for a white ethno state, despite the fact that he's literally a first generation American. So he doesn't want immigrants unless it's his parents. But anyway, so Aaron Hansen and JonTron had, I guess Aaron Hansen is also known as Ego Raptor, I should say that. They had a gaming YouTube channel called Game Grumps in 2012, and it lasted for 1 year before John left the show. At that point, Aaron had already started talking to Danny personally. He's like, hey man, I really like your videos. You're a really funny guy. And so at that point, he needed a new co-host, and he asked Danny to join him. So Dan became the new co-host, and for the first, like, I don't know, 2 years of Danny being on Game Grumps, he was constantly flooded with comments of, you fucking suck, bring John back! until eventually people realized, wait, Danny's actually way better than John. Why were we bitching for 2 years straight? Because that's the internet for you. So
yeah, that's how it goes.
So Game Grumps is one of the biggest YouTube channels for gaming. And okay. I'm shocked that you haven't heard of it, because they've been around for 10 years.
I mean, I just hang out on a different side of the internet, I guess.
I guess. The boring side.
All my YouTube channels are the film discussion and stuff like that YouTube channel.
Oh, so you watch Nostalgia Critic.
I used to.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
I can't talk shit.
It's like
after a while,
I do watch a lot of like Nando V movies and stuff like that.
But yeah,
and you know, I watch Blind Wave obsessively.
Yeah, I know. You got good taste. So because of being on Game Grumps, Ninja Sex Party suddenly had a massive surge. Oh, I guess I should also say, before joining Game Grumps, Ego Raptor actually did, or Aaron did, Dinosaur Laser Fight as a collaboration with Ninja Sex Party, because they combined their trademark low budget style with Hansen's animation for that video. And then after that, that was when they joined up. So Ninja Sex Party wound up becoming really big. Now they go to sold out concerts all over the world. They're currently on tour, the acoustic tour with the Super Guitar Brothers, bros. And yeah, they've just, they've got like seven studio albums. They're big, man. They're a big thing. They, one of their biggest mainstream claims to fame is that they have now performed on Late Night with Conan.
Oh, cool.
Because the song Danny Don't You Know became the number one trending video on YouTube when it came out. So that's one of the ones I'm going to play for you. But for now, I'm going to tell you some of the fictional lore.
Okay.
Because one thing you need to know about Ninja Sex Party is that they're simultaneously epic and not at all serious.
Cool.
So, back in the samurai era, there was a duo that actively campaigned for people to not have sex.
Okay.
And they were called the Samurai Abstinence Patrol.
That's fun. I like that.
And while they were campaigning, there was an event in the future that was so powerful that it like shook open a hole between time. And the Samurai Abstinence Patrol saw a vision of a Jewish man clothed in blue spandex performing sacrilegious sexual acts, and they were so infuriated that they decided to travel to the future to deal with them.
Okay.
So cut to the future, but not that far in the future. Two heroes were born, one in blue spandex, the other in scorn. I believe that's the line. And I guess these two at some point became ninjas together. So you had Dan and Ninja Brian. And Dan was self-proclaimed the toughest fucking ninja that you've ever seen. He apparently killed a king and changed the course of European history.
Okay, sure, yeah.
But then one day he was hit with the realization that he doesn't want to be a ninja. He just wants to dance. And so he had Ninja Brian start backing him with instrumentation while he danced. And I guess from there, the natural evolution was, hey, expressing myself through dance is cool and everything, but I think what I really want to do is I want to bone down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so the next step.
He took the alias of Danny Sexbang.
Sure.
And yeah, he decided to become the world's greatest lover to varying degrees of effectiveness. Not always super successful, but man, does he keep a positive attitude about it. such as in the video 3 Minutes of Ecstasy, where he can definitely satisfy a woman for 180 seconds.
Okay.
All right. So it is at this point, I wish for you to experience some of their videos. So the first one I'm going to show you is The Decision, which, again, I Just Want to Dance is technically their first video, but this is the first one that really sets up like their status quo.
Mm-hmm. Good groove.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess, dear listener, if you want to be watching this with us, you know when he clicks start.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess I should have said that. I was just playing on kind of this off.
They can back it up if they want to watch it with us. Ninja Sex Party, you're awesome. We know, but thank you anyway. Deciding which one of us to have
that's also the woman that introduced Dan to Brian. It should be so obvious.
Oh my god, the ninja stiff got me. Dan, and he's Jewish. Building some dramatic tension here.
Yeah.
It's a dog at it!
What's the dog doing? And has an STD except for me. By the process of elimination, you can make determinations on who just that might be. It's Brian. Brian has an STD.
And they just
so a lot of the lore of Ninja Sex Party is also like fan created. A lot of people have said that they think the reason that Brian sticks around Danny so much, despite the fact that he clearly doesn't like him, is simply that from his ninja training, Danny has this ability where whenever he's about to take lethal damage, he replaces himself with a rag doll. And so Brian can't kill him. And so he keeps him around, you know, because he's constantly trying to kill him. Okay. Immediate impressions. What do you think?
They're insane. I love the ninja, the parkour stuff, trying to get out of the house. That one got me.
What do you mean?
Where they're like the girl's leaving the house and he's got to get in front of her.
He like jumps down and he's right.
Yeah, the dumb.
Yeah, it's great.
And throwing the dog got me the most. That one hit me the most.
Yeah. All right. Now I'm going to play for you the NSP theme song.
Okay.
I do want to say, though, that the decision was such a formative part of the band that it's been 10 years. So they, where is it? I know it's around here somewhere. They did the decision part two. Yeah, the decision part two, 10 years later, with the same woman.
That's funny.
As kind of a tribute to how far they've come and all the videos they made in the past 10 years. All right. Ninja Sex Party theme song. Running really fast, jumping super high, flipping over shit, making stuff explode, flipping over more shit, fighting lots of fights, fighting kickass chance, doing other things, giving you the sauce. That's what we do, cause we are ninja sex party. Shooting music all over your body. Oh my god. Hey, check out my kung fu. I'm getting sexy. I'm getting sexy for you. And Ninja Brian. Deadly stabbing dudes in the riding, tasting medleys. Are you so dead? No need to answer tonight. I'm gonna rock you even though you didn't ask us to. Love the fucking wig on top of his ninja. Slapping unicorns, going into space, breaking out of jail, trying on some bras. Are we the man bras? Happy to ham, blowing up the sun, wearing tiny hats. And now you know that we are ninja sex party. Musically seducing all the hotties. Brian's a ninja, Danny's a hot Jew, and we are best friends. Yeah. We are best friends, it's true. Don't try to stop us. We're on a mission. Every girl must now make a decision. Which to have sex with? No need to answer. I know it's Danny Sexman. He's the handsome of the two.
And Ninja Brian's back.
Oh, hey, Ninja Brian, I'm sorry. That came out wrong. I didn't mean to call you fat. I meant stupid.
And ugly. I meant stupid.
Fat.
I would like to remind you that Brian is a literal physicist.
Yes.
And he quit his job at a university to do this full time.
What the fuck?
Because they were making enough money. That's now so off of this funny. That you can do that.
Oh my god, that's funny. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. I think the other ones I'm gonna have you watch are Unicorn Wizard, because that's got good animation in it. Oh, part of me really wants to show you Heartboner. and then I think Africa. And I think that'll be it for me showing you their videos. All right. Unicorn Wizard. Here we go. So this one's a classic.
Sometimes I wish I was even more awesome than I already am. What would my life be like if I turned that shit up to 11? Out of 5. Ninja Brian, hand me my
little Spinal Tap reference there. That's fun.
And my horn. And that thermos of soup. I'm hungry, but also thirsty, and you can kind of like eat and drink soup at the same time. Let's go! Woo! Riding straight out of your imagination, using my magic to fight against crime, destroy evil with powers most awesome, protecting the weak almost all of the time. That's Ninja Brian, but shut up about him. Let's focus on me, because I am the Unicorn Wizard. Brian, you're the common stars. With the help of a sidekick, Princess Anja, I'm more awesome and smarter than I already are. I am the Unicorn Wizard. My spells are amazing, and my reflex is quick. My horn is my strength, and my strength. Here's your opportunity to stop listening if this song got too amazing for you. No? Life is a party, yes, a supermodel's operation. My moon is a total success. Each day I invent a new form of karate that changes the way that Japan views the West. Now that's progress. Great to see my stay. Then we retire to the chamber. The strawberries run and it's folding it gently. Your cream travels places you can't even dream.
Ugh, I think I just dreamed it.
How was it? Amazing? You mean, ugh, outstanding? Yeah, you do.
I am the Unicorn Wizard. Just like Teddy Sexbang, I'm handsome and strong. With the help of my hellhounds, Tinkles and Gabby, you punish the wicked and break in the song. Unicorn Wizard, superhero for the entire human race. My wand casts a spell that will learn by the dawn, and the wand is my junk, and the door is your face.
Danny, wake up.
Oh, hey, Mom. I had the craziest dream. I was the Unicorn Wizard.
Oh, shut up.
Unicorn Wizard.
I said shut up.
You shut up.
You shut up.
Also, his mom there was being played by Brian's wife.
Oh, that's fun.
His mom actually does appear in a song in Welcome to My Parents' House.
Hmm.
She does a little voice line cameo. It's very cool. His grandma also appears in like two or three of his videos.
Hmm. That's neat.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. I gotta show you fucking what's next. Okay. Oh yeah, I gotta show you Danny, Don't You Know? So this is the one that was really big. So on Game Grumps, there was this joke that they were making. Because of Danny's ever-growing, long, very curly and dewy hair, they made a joke that he looks like a young Weird Al Yankovic, right?
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I can see it.
Which is great because they later had Weird Al on one of their episodes, and they decided to do a short live action video where Aaron confused Al for Dan. But then they were like, "Oh, not only do you look like a young Weird Al Yankovic, you also look like an old Finn Wolfhard." So they got Finn Wolfhard on Game Grumps as
Yay!
well.
That's fun.
For those of you who don't know, he's the kid from Stranger Things and It. So, because they had already made the joke, and Finn is a massive Game Grumps fan, like he got on their episode and he was just fanboying the entire time. It was so cute. And it was great because he's like, "I'm such a big fan of you guys," and they're like, "We're a fan of yours too."
Oh.
It's very sweet. They're surprisingly wholesome for guys that. Their whole thing is doing a band about dicks and having a show about being angry.
Yeah, really.
Fucking Zoom. We're gonna have our commercial break in 10 minutes. But first, I'm gonna show you Danny, Don't You Know, which became a strangely sweet nerd anthem. That's also Kevin, who was one of the Game Grumps
Hey,
animators.
Danny, guess what?
Okay.
And Nate wants to battle.
Suck, bitch.
Yeah,
Hey, little Danny, don't you cry. I am you from much later in your life. I know your hair is wild. I know you have no style. You're still a virgin, and you will be for a while.
They had to change the
Everybody
lyrics
knows the
to try and
best.
play.
Yeah.
Bananas will be ripe with time. Danny, don't you know that you kick so much ass on the inside? Danny, don't you know? Danny, don't you know? Danny, don't you know? Hey, little Danny, don't be blue. Had a growth spurt, and you're suddenly 6'2". The girls are steering clear. You walk like a newborn deer. Send birthday invites, and now all your friends are here. Danny, don't you know that you are cool as fuck?
Also say they
Danny,
now
don't you
have another
know?
band added
Danny,
to their
don't you
iTunes
know?
catalog.
Danny,
This
don't
is
you
Tupperware
know?
Lily's art.
Danny, don't you know? Danny, don't you know? Danny, don't you know?
Close your eyes and you will see a window into your destiny.
Oh yeah, by the way, they're
Where
close
did you
friends
get it?
on
That's hard.
your ears a lot.
You're still a nerdy kid inside, but now you finally found your tribe. Hit a crowd, give them all that they came for.
And Finn Wolfhard actually can play guitar.
Thank you.
This is actually a pretty good guitar solo.
Yeah.
It's an incredibly good guitar solo, in fact.
What? Okay, thanks, guys. Very much. Thank you. Let's shake it off.
So obviously, especially with those last couple lines, you know, this is dedicated to all the nerds of the world, rock on.
Yep.
Like, that wound up striking a chord with a lot of people. Myself.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And yeah, so when he was asked about this song, Danny basically said, you know, for a long time, I felt like I was trying to find who I was and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, how I should act. Should I try and fit in with other people? I never did quite fit in and all this stuff. And you know, now that he's older and he's much more confident and assured of like who he is and what his place is, he wanted to write a letter essentially to his own past self, like letting him know that everything was going to be okay and that he can love himself.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and it was a good excuse to bring Finn in to play the part of the past self.
Yeah.
I would like to wait a few minutes before showing you what I think is the last one I'm going to show you, but because I think that it goes on longer than the less than 4 minutes that we have. Yeah, let me see.
Okay.
I don't want to rush it, but yeah. Zoom is about to do that thing. And I discovered some time ago that I can't just end the meeting and have it be all Gucci. No, I have to let this ride out. Because if I start a new meeting, it will start me with the same time limit that I currently have.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yep, we gotta let it play out.
Yeah, so I think I don't think I'll have you listen to Heartboner, because while it is fantastic, first of all, it's the first Ninja Sex Party video where he actually kisses somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But also they got a super good, like, Disney-style animator. are you liking these guys so far?
Yeah, these are immensely talented musicians and comedians.
Yeah, they're really good. And, like, again, Danny is one of the genuinely nicest people on the internet. Like, he's been a part of, like, exactly one scandal. And that scandal was pretty much amounted to, like, he was in a relationship with someone and he kind of ghosted them. And, like, it might have not been the nicest way that he could have gone about, like, ending a relationship.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's not really, like, internet scandal level. That's more of just being kind of like a human being. But because, you know, some of the shit that these other YouTubers have done, oh my fucking god. they make me so happy whenever I watch them. I highly recommend you check out, honestly, watch all of their videos. Every one of them has something great to offer. Some more than others. The Ultimate Sandwich isn't that good. But all of their cover songs, dude, when they first did Take On Me, Andy was like slobbering. Like, oh my god, he's so fucking hot. Because that was when he started wearing eyeliner.
That's fun.
But I definitely recommend Heartboner. It's one of my favorite ones from them. Oh, I should also say its subtitle is Part 2 of the Boner Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Because their third video that they made was called No Reason Boner. In the little stats screen that they had from the decision, if you pause it, mm-hmm. he says that his weakness is No Reason Boners.
Yeah.
So, they're currently doing, or they've been doing two, like, re-release albums called Level Up, where they incorporate a lot more of their technological kind of sound from their modern era into their old songs, and an acoustic album called the Very, 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 Very Classy Acoustic Album. So I haven't heard new stuff from them in a little while. The last one was the Mystic Crystal, which is a big deal. I can tell you about that when we come back from our break, which will happen in about less now? Than 1 minute.
Okay.
I wish it would tell me exactly how less than 1 minute so I could not have an awkward cut of me in the middle of saying something.
Well, we can just say...
I got you.
Did I accidentally guess the moment that it would cut off?
No, you got as far as, well, we could say, and then it got cut off. All right. I just want to show you one more, if that's all you got time for.
Yeah, I've got time for at least one or two more.
All right, cool. I don't know, but We Built This City is also so good. Okay, I'm going to let you have a choice for the cover song to hear. Would you rather hear Africa by Toto or We Built This City by a band that I don't know? I'm sorry.
Let's do Africa.
Okay. Wait, did I share sound? I don't think I picked that option. Fucking goddamn it, YouTube. Share sound. There we go. Why do I have to checkbox that? That fucking sucks. All right. So it sometimes can go unnoticed under the comedy, the low budgetness of the music. Danny is a phenomenal singer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one where he gets struck at.
I hear the drums echoing tonight, but she hears only whispers.
I should also point out he loses no vocal effect except for layering his own voice.
She's
though he'll record multiple times.
Nice.
The stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies. He turned to me as if to say, gonna take some time to do the
right.
Things we never had.
He is a shockingly talented vocalist.
Yeah. They have these cover albums called Under the Covers. No, the
that's
course.
Fun.
And there's three of them.
The wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary calm. Steve.
the other video I show you after this has to be. It's not a Ninja Sex Party video. It's a Tupperware Remix Party video with Ninja Interesting. Sex Party. And it's called Starlight Remedia. Yeah, the first time they collaborated was on a twerp song called The Hit, which was the pixel animation, and it's very cool.
Cool.
But Starlight Remedia, they got like a full on anime animations. It's gonna take a lot to track you. What's really funny about this is that this came out around the same time as the cover of Africa.
Oh.
With Weird Al singing. Alright. Gotta show you Starlight. That is the one that we'll close this out with. Oh my god. I can't wait. I cannot wait for you to see this.
Wow, yeah, this animation's insane.
Yeah. When I look up, I want to know if There's been people that actually want them to like make this an anime.
Yeah, man, I'd be down.
So did you catch the reference?
Which one?
I said that there was a big rock band reference in here.
No, I didn't catch it. What is it?
That's right. There.
That's very good.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Yep.
Okay, so with all this, you have now seen the wild range that Ninja Sex Party does. They do goofy songs about, there's a song where they talk about fucking furniture.
That doesn't surprise me.
But then you see things like Starlight Brigade in Africa and Danny Don't You Know, and you know that when they want to get serious, they can get powerfully serious.
He's a great vocalist.
There's like the first time that I really realized how incredible they can be was, have you ever heard of The Last Unicorn?
No.
The Last Unicorn was a children's book that was made into an 80s animated movie that I think was animated by Don Bluth.
Okay.
Who was like the big Disney competitor in the late 80s and early 90s. He did like Rockadoodle and the fucking that one video game where you play as a knight and you're trying not to die all the time. I can't remember. a Dragon's... I almost said Quest. That's not it. Anyway, Dragon's Lair. That's it. So Danny's favorite movie growing up was The Last Unicorn, which is why he did that one video, Unicorn Wizard, because he fucking loves unicorns. And when, back in, I want to say 2014, it came out that the guys who owned the rights to the movie were not properly paying Peter Beagle, who is the original author of The Last Unicorn. And so he wound up getting the rights to somebody else, and they decided to go on a big re-release tour. Not a re-release tour, but like they took the movie on tour as a celebration. So Danny did his first like serious Ninja Sex Party thing was he did the Last Unicorn theme song over animation from the movie, and it was gorgeous, and I was just like, oh my god,
that's cool,
beautiful.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so he's a very nice guy. He is constantly telling other people that like they should believe in themselves more than they do, because he, again, his origin was one where he felt like a failure and he didn't have confidence in himself, and he is truly happy now. And
yeah,
he wants other people to experience that too. He's like, look, I went through a lot of struggle to get where I am, and I want all of you to know that even if you have to struggle as well, you can be happy. You should do what you want to do. It, like, if you settle for mediocrity, even if you're financially more successful, you're always going to be unhappy. But even if you shoot for your dreams and fail, at least you can still find joy in the attempt that you make.
That's a nice thing. I like that.
So I'm hoping that this has encouraged anybody who, like maybe you, Jordan, who has never listened to them before, or anyone who maybe knew of their existence but was on the fence about whether or not they wanted to listen. Like, go listen to them. They're good. They're genuinely
they're awesome.
Really fucking good. Like, there's so many others I wish I could show you. I wish I could show you Sex Training. I wish I could show you Manticore. FYI, I Want to F Your A is legitimately one of the best written songs I've ever heard, because all of the lyrics almost are some kind of acronym.
Mm.
How many acronyms do you think that you could fit into song lyrics? Because I promise you, it's not nearly as many as they manage there.
I'm sure, yeah.
Why I Cry, Attitude City, Dragon Slayer, Road Trip. Oh yeah, they collaborate with Steel Panther a lot, which is another 80s inspired, or I think they might have actually been an 80s band. I don't know. But like, oh, okay, this is episode 69, so I can't miss out on saying this. A lot of their videos talk about sex but are not very sexy. The easily the most actually sexy video they have is their cover of Pour Some Sugar on Me. You watch that and you like, I watched that, I was kind of sweating in my seat. I was like, oh god. I wasn't expecting this. Mansion That's Party fun. Is also fantastic. Welcome to My Parents' House. Thunder and Lightning. Can you guess what Thunder and Lightning is about, or what the title is referring to?
Is it about sex?
Well, yeah, but I mean, more specifically, what is
Thunder and Lightning? I cannot imagine.
It's his balls.
Oh my god, what the fuck? That's fun.
The last thing I want to say is that the Mystic Crystal was a project that they were working on for like 2 years or something. Mm-hmm. It was, it's got Jacksepticeye in it, if you know who he is. He's a big friend of theirs. It's got Boy in a Band in it, which now is, you know, not great. it was like their big tribute to just fantasy as a genre in general. It's a 12-minute song. It is the most epic endeavor that they have done since doing 69-69. Which, by the way, was their tribute to Rush 2112.
Cool.
I would love to show it to you, but it's 9 minutes, and it was simply too long for the time that you have. So, you gotta watch 69-69, you gotta watch the Mystic Crystal.
I will.
Alright. But overall, what are your thoughts on this? Like, what were your expectations going in, and how do they compare to
well,
how
see,
you feel
I
now?
Had I had undefined expectations going in because I literally didn't even know what it was. So I was like, I don't know, is this like an anime that I didn't know about or something? I was like, I have no idea what. So, okay, YouTube channel, music stuff. Okay, yeah. They're very talented. This is some fun stuff.
Yeah. Like, I've always been a big fan of, like, Lonely Island. And I've heard 2 Flight of the Conchords songs, and I like them both. That means I should have listened to more, but I have this weird thing where I just don't.
I love Lonely Island. I have extensive background on them. I love all of their stuff.
But yeah, again, they were big inspirations to these guys, and it shows through. But I'm happy to say that they're not just ripoffs. They have found their own identity. And again, going back to their like relationship and their comparison with Weird Al, Weird Al himself, a lot of people don't realize that well, I guess they might now that movie came out. I got to watch that movie. He took a lot of inspiration from Dr. Demento,
mm-hmm.
who was like a comedy parody artist before him. So I feel like a lot of times in this sort of thing, people are quick to be like, you're a ripoff. It's like, no, there's a difference between being a ripoff and just being inspired by someone.
Yeah.
And these guys, like I said, they have their own identity. They're fucking fantastic. I do wish that they would come out with a new song, because again, their 2 newest albums are both redubs of their old songs. The mm-hmm. last song that they did was Mystic Crystal. And granted, again, that was a multi-year endeavor that they made, so maybe they want to take a break. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say I am eagerly awaiting their next song. Every time I see a new Ninja Sex Party song on my feed, I'm just like, oh, yes! all right, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this hot and sensual episode 69, where we talked about a Jewish man and a ninja fucking things. That could be the plot of a YouPorn video, Pornhub.
Yes, I suppose.
All right. I think I just dated myself by saying YouPorn instead of Pornhub. Whoops. But whatever.
Probably. I mean, it's still out there.
Is it?
And I just revealed something about myself by knowing that it's still out there.
That's episode 69, baby.
I heard it and I'm like, oh yeah, I know, I've seen them.
All right. You guys can find us. You can follow all of the updates at Cape Corner on Twitter if it continues to exist.
Big if, man.
And my personal Twitter is at BeyondBlue13. You put stuff on, what was it, Instagram? What did you make?
There is now also an Instagram for the Fandom Optimists, at okay. Fandom Optimists, Instagram and Twitter. I am also at Jordan Blue Man everywhere, and I mean everywhere, because if you find a thing that I'm not on, just let me know, and I'll go there. Someone did, like, I tweeted that out, and then someone said, I can't find you on Tumblr. I was like, okay, I'm making a Tumblr. And now I have a Tumblr. I'm Jordan, at Jordan Blue Man. So if you look up Jordan Blue Man on any given site and I'm not there, just let me know. I'll go there.
I also want to say, in case Twitter does die, and if there's anyone that is legitimately going to Twitter to find all my stuff, there's a Discord where I have...
There is a Discord. You should go to the Discord. It's fun.
Yeah. But in addition to the Discord, I'm on... Let me actually pull it up real quick and see all the shit that I'm on real quick. Hang on. I am on Google Podcasts, Anchor, Radio Republic, Spotify. There was a new one recently. Mm-hmm. What was it? Hang on.
Ooh.
Speak for a minute. I have to...
I'll speak for a minute. Okay. Yeah, I've been adding more of my social media accounts just to follow up on that ever since I've heard that Twitter might die. I now have a Mastodon account. I have... it's hard not to say Mastodon!
Really?
And accidentally say it like that. It's really hard.
Yeah, no, I get exactly what you mean. That's literally the first thing I thought of.
And yeah, so now I have a Tumblr, I have a Mastodon, I have changed my YouTube handle to be at Jordan Blue Man. The account name is Newman Studios, but the handle for it is at Jordan Blue Man. If you want to go find all my weird shit from the college and high school age stuff, yeah, I'm anywhere.
I think it was Podvine.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yes. Okay. So what had happened was somebody, I guess, noticed, like, either that I wasn't on Podvine or maybe one of my things popped up there. I don't know how this process works, but mm-hmm. I just suddenly got an email that was like, somebody wants you to claim your podcast on Podvine. And I was just like, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And so I did. And now I'm on Podvine.
Sure.
All right. What else? Oh, you can support me on the Anchor page. It works just like Patreon. You are not, I'm not going to put pressure on anybody to, but I will say I am poor. and if you feel like doing something good for someone who makes, half of what minimum wage should be,
oh God.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm just overjoyed at that sentence. I'm not going to put pressure on you, but I am poor. That's good.
I'm just stating a fact is all.
Yeah.
If you feel like doing a good deed for the day, Mr. Boy Scout, then that is the Boy Scouts, right? It's been so long since I've been in the Boy Scouts.
What, doing a good deed?
Yeah.
I assume the Boy Scouts do that.
It was like a thing where you're supposed to do one good deed every day. I think that was
in See, I wasn't in Boy Scouts. I was in the slightly racist version of the Boy Scouts, which was the Indian Guides, which was like a Native American version of the Boy Scouts, but it was mostly white people doing it. And it's like, it's looking back, I'm like, man, that was some fucked up stuff.
That can't be real. You have to
I don't know why that existed.
There's no way. I didn't think the Boy Scouts could get worse. Bro. Well,
I don't know if it was like
a deed for the day was teaching me about that.
I don't even know if that's associated with the Boy Scouts, but that's what I was doing.
Holy shit. It's like, you know how in Joe Dirt, you've seen Joe Dirt, right?
Yes.
And how he finds those single Native American guy and he's like, use your tracking skills. He's like, oh, what? You think just because I'm Native American that I speak to the trees and I like can follow the path of animals? And he's like, well, can't you? And he's like, yeah.
So, yeah.
It's... it's like that.
That's funny.
Racism. Wow. Fucking, yeah, it's the Native American thing where it's all white people.
Yep.
Oh.
Indian guides. That's what it was called. I hate it too now.
Oh, man.
At the time, I was like, ah, cool.
Especially because that's on that Christopher Columbus shit of calling them Indians.
Yeah, that's a big thing, yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, let's not try and devolve into a sociopolitical thing too much in our episode.
We try very hard not to, but it happens to us sometimes.
We gotta get back on track. Titties, big old bouncy boobies. All right. I saw a Twitter post. Like, I woke up and I was like bleary eyed and laying in my bed, and I grabbed my phone and I went on Twitter for a little bit, and There was a girl who posted a thing of her from the lips down, and she has huge boobs, and she was like a place to rest your head, and she had like black lipstick, and I think I've already gone into detail about how black lipstick is an immediate like draw for me.
Yes, and, you have.
And I just remember like my slightly sleep addled brain. I replied, I was like, if I could actually rest my head there, I think I might cry. And after posting that, I was like, maybe I shouldn't have said that, but whatever.
That's one of those. It's one of those, you know what, fuck it, I guess I'm glad I said it kind of thing.
I mean, it's real, and I am nothing if not the realest of the real.
Oh, yes.
I was at work the other day, and one of my coworkers had some toilet paper coming out of the back of their pants, and I like when they walked into the back room, I like quietly followed them. I was like, hey, do you know that you have a tail? And they were confused and they reached back and they like gasped and pulled it out of their pants and like went back out there and to all the other coworkers was like, you're all fucking fake. And I was like, whoa, wait, I just helped you. They were like, no, not you. You're real. I'm like, damn right I am. I'm the realest of the real.
Yeah, all the other ones didn't let them know.
Apparently nobody else saw. I was just the first person to notice. But...
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'm sure that's their story. dicks. All right.
Was there anything else? Share the episode with a friend. If you got anybody who's jonesing for a new comedy band to listen to, maybe they just watched the Weird Al documentary. Share this episode with them. Next week, something different. I don't know. If anybody has a suggestion for what we do next week, join the Discord and put it in the suggestions channel. Yeah, how about that shit?
That's a neat feature.
Yeah.
How cool. You mean I can go to the Discord and suggest new ideas?
All right, calm down.
Seems like something people should be doing.
Man, you're really hard selling it. I love it. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the unhinged energy of this week's episode. It had to be. Come on. It's the sex number. Come on. Yeah,
we had to do it.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Stay strong, stay true to yourselves, and remember, we can all get laid.
I was waiting to figure out how you were going to change it this episode. I was so excited to find out.
Hard. Oh, all right.